AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. We are hearing more about the fallout from the massive hacker attack involving federal employees.
There are now records that this stolen data includes login information and credentials that is actively being traded, bought, and sold online.
That's Texas Republican John Cornyn on the Senate floor. And David Cox with the American Federation of Government Employees says hackers stole personnel data and social security numbers for every federal employee. He says he bases that on internal briefings from the Office of Personnel Management. A judge in Cleveland says there is enough evidence to charge two Cleveland police officers in the shooting death of a 12-year-old boy, Tamir Rice, who was holding a pellet gun outside a recreation center. Prosecutors make the final decision. Police in Cleveland say they thought the pellet gun was real. On the stand today in the trial of Colorado theater shooting suspect James Holmes was his ex-girlfriend, Gargi Datta. She testified they talked about his social anxiety months before the shooting.
That and some other concerns he had, I told him to go see a therapist. It might be better for him. It might help him.
12 people were killed in the movie theater near Denver in 2012. The search in upstate New York for escaped convict killers Richard Matt and David Sweat is in an area near the prison.
At this time, we are remaining in the area until we have conducted a thorough search.
Jennifer Fleischman is with New York State Police. A source tells the AP investigators believe a female prison employee had agreed to be the getaway driver, but never showed up. Demetrius Blackwell pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder in the shooting death last month of a New York City police officer, Brian Moore. Stocks built on yesterday's gains. Closing bell is sounded on Wall Street. A pickup in retail sales provided the boost today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 38 points. This is AP Radio News. The top general at the Pentagon says a new U.S. support hub in Iraq could be a model in the fight against the Islamic State group.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Martin Dempsey is suggesting the military reach could extend even further, telling reporters in Europe the U.S. may set up more sites if this one is successful. Colonel Steve Warren here at the Pentagon says there's no shortage of potential locations.
Essentially any spot where we had had a forward operating base in the last war.
Dempsey also says he may eventually recommend U.S. troops move into the riskier role of calling in air strikes from the ground, something administration war strategy critics say is badly needed. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Game four tonight in the NBA Finals in Cleveland. LeBron James' Cleveland Cavaliers hold a 2-1 edge on the Golden State Warriors.
We're undermanned, we undermatched, and we're fighting.
Cleveland's Matthew Dellavedova will play in tonight's game. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.